From NPR West, I'm Shay Stevens. Regulators have closed six more banks, bringing the number of failed institutions nationwide this year to 105. A fifth of those banks come from the state of Georgia, including one of those shuttered on Friday. Georgia Public Broadcasting's John Sepulveda reports.
American United Bank of Lawrenceville, like 20 other Georgia banks this year, was shut down by regulators after investing heavily in real estate loans. The closure is expected to cost the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation $44 million. David Oliver is a spokesman for the Georgia Bankers Association, and he says banks in the metro Atlanta area are vulnerable to the ongoing economic downturn.
It's going to remain a challenging environment for a while, particularly for banks with a lot of exposure to residential real estate building and construction.
Nationwide, bank failures have cost the FDIC insurance fund some $25 billion this year, with closures expected to cost $100 billion over the next 3 years. For NPR News, I'm John Sepulveda in Atlanta.
Existing home sales rose 9.4% in September, the largest increase in nearly 26 years. The National Association of Realtors attributes the increase to the number of buyers rushing to complete purchases before first-time home buyer tax credit expires. Spokesman Walter Maloney says sales might not be as robust in the next few months.
Without the tax credit, we will probably see sales come down in December just because we've got this surge of activity of people rushing to meet the deadline.
By the end of September, existing homes sold at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.57 million. In the Central American nation of Honduras, talks to try to resolve that country's political crisis have broken down. NPR's Jason Bobian has more.
Representatives for deposed President Manuel Zelaya accused the de facto government of stalling and refusing to accept that Zelaya should return to office. De facto President Roberto Micheletti says the Honduran Supreme Court should decide the issue. The Honduran Supreme Court, however, earlier ruled that Zelaya should be arrested. Zelaya was ousted by the military in June and deported to Costa Rica. He snuck back into the country last month and remains holed up in the Brazilian embassy. The fallout from the coup, including massive street protests, dusk-to-dawn curfews, and international aid cuts, have caused turmoil in what was already one of the poorest countries in the hemisphere. The current standoff between Zelaya and Micheletti is also overshadowing a presidential election that's supposed to take place next month. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Congressman Patrick Kennedy of Rhode Island is under pressure from Catholic leaders to apologize for criticizing them. Kennedy said it was wrong for church leaders to oppose universal health care plans unless there are tighter restrictions on abortion. A Catholic bishop calls the comment irresponsible. This is NPR News. The U.S. Education Department reports that more than 350 schools nationwide were closed on Friday because of outbreaks of the H1N1 swine flu. NPR's David Shaper filed this report from outside one of them in suburban Chicago.
Across the country, the number of schools closing because of suspected swine flu outbreaks has been soaring, impacting more than 125,000 students by week's end. For example, St. Charles East High School, about 45 miles west of Chicago, has been closed since Wednesday. Superintendent Dan Schloman says more than 600 kids stayed home sick Monday, another 800 Tuesday, and all during both days, he says dozens more were coming down to the nurse's office.
Most of them were coming in with some respiratory issues. Many of them were coming in with fevers. And then we also had a great deal of gastrointestinal issues that were going on that were more like what people would call the stomach flu.
When the number neared 1,000, almost half of the student body, Schloman says he decided to close St. Charles East for the rest of the week. The school will reopen Monday. David Shaper, NPR News in St. Charles, Illinois.
Iran has requested more time to consider a proposal to send its low-enriched uranium to Russia and France for processing. It had been given a Friday deadline to accept a draft agreement announced this week following a three-day conference in Vienna. The plan was seen as a way to curb Iran's ability to build a nuclear weapon. The United States, Russia, and France have already endorsed the deal. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials lost 109 points to close at 99.72. The Nasdaq fell 10 points. The S&P was down 13. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News.